America weekend.
Mr. Sabatino.
Yes, sir.
I was at a dinner party not too long ago, and the gentleman I was talking to is both an artist as well as a real estate guy in the city of New York.
Okay.
And I happened to have my iPhone with me, and what he was saying was interesting that I wanted to record it. So the quality is not generally as good as it would be if I have my trusty little, highly professional recorder with me, which I most times do, but this time I did not. But anyway, I did this interview with him talking about where real estate is going, not only in New York, but elsewhere around the country. And his name is Ed Burkheis. He's been a guest on our broadcast.
Yes, he has.
Many times.
Okay.
And will be so again, but here's our conversation. Ed Burkheis, you've been a guest on Smith Sabatino a couple of times, and I appreciate that. You are a real estate man who dabbles in art. You are an artist who dabbles in real estate. It's an interesting combination, and I use the word dabble with most respect because you are a fine artist. But let me start this 2015 interview. Where do you think the real estate industry is going, not only in New York, but nationwide in the next year?
Well, I believe that we're coming off a very, very good year. The economy is good, and I think we have to proceed cautiously optimistic. I think interest rates are still low. In New York City, a lot of the guys are getting their bonuses these days. Depending on all the new construction coming about, we'll have to see how that shakes out, if there'll be enough. But I believe that there'll be more people at all different levels being able to buy real estate or wanting to buy real estate now in 2015.
Will that trend translate to the rest of America beyond the Hudson River?
I don't really have a great handle on that because I'm strictly a New York City guy and an upstate New York guy. And I see in upstate New York that prices are still not terribly high, and I think people are buying, but at a lower level. Vacation homes are not selling.
Are we having as many foreign buyers coming into the bigger properties as we used to?
We're having more and more foreign buyers coming, especially from China. Chinese money in cash is unbelievable. I just started working this year on commercial properties. I was strictly a residential real estate salesperson. Now I've hooked up with a few people, and I'm working on the commercial side of life. And I just see that the monies that are coming in from China in cash, I'm talking properties that are going for $125 million, $150 million, $300 million, those properties are able to be bought by Chinese buyers for all cash, which is mind-blowing to me. But I'm involved in two projects right now, one in Soho for $300 million, and we have a Chinese buyer. I got my fingers crossed, and I hope it can work out. I mean, there's going to be other bidders, but there's things that are just beyond the imagination of people if you're not in that game.
In many ways, since I've known you, your real estate prowess would be an avocation because I know you mostly as an artist and a great painter and a great a purveyor of the human condition in an abstract sort of way.
I'm having more fun painting than I've ever had before. I'm stretching myself not only in my real estate business, but in my art. I'm just putting one foot in front of the other and reaching way down into my creative depths, almost to my childlike past, and just doing whatever I think comes to mind.
If you could make the same kind of living only doing art that you do combining art and real estate, would you do just art?
That's a great question. It's almost like, would you want to play golf every day if you really love playing golf? I think you'd get sick of playing golf every day. I think it's great to play 2 days a week or 3 days a week. I think it's great to have the dichotomy of I'm fortunate. I have my business side of life and I have my artistic side of life. It's something that most people don't really get that in life. They're either all business or they're all artists or I have the ability to be able to switch on and off, and I'm in a position at this point in my life that I can do that, so I'm blessed.
Where is art going in 2015 and beyond?
It's a wild, wild market. The people, there are more billionaires and millionaires, and people are making a lot of money. They're buying art, and they're paying top dollar for art in the U.S. and in Europe. I think it's going to be a good market. A lot of the people are one-upsmanship, so to speak. The people want to just say, well, I bought this piece, and I bought this piece from Jeff Koons, and I did this, and I did that. Now, that's something, but if I'm a true collector, they're looking for fine quality paintings or new emerging artists.
If you're not wealthy, if you're an average working class American, do you think that working class American people should have a singular piece of art in their home for understanding the appreciation of what art can do for its beauty and its emotion for a family or for history?
I definitely believe that that would be a wonderful thing. And the fellow that comes to mind that made that happen was Thomas Kincaid. He passed away a few years ago, but he brought his paintings, just brought them to America. A lot of families in America have his paintings hanging on the wall to really depict American life.
Once again, Ed, thank you for joining us on Smith Sepetino.
My pleasure. It was wonderful to talk to you.
You know, there you go, Carl. You could tell that, I mean, the dishes were being done in the
yes.
background. I was at a dinner party, and I thought he was interesting enough that I would record him for us. Also, he's a good friend of Smith Sepetino. But what he had to say is really interesting. He sells a big property or a property in the New York market, as a gift to the buyers, he paints an original portrait, original scene of their choosing, and colors of their choosing for the gift for the new place that they're moving into.
I think it's fascinating, and I was fascinated by a number of things he said, both about the art world and about the Chinese and others coming in, money coming back to the United States in cash. Literally, that is our cash, by the way, that is coming back to us.
Yeah.
And the Chinese have been hoarding cash and gold and silver now for the past 25, 30 years, and it's starting to work its way back, just as the Japanese did the same thing. They were buying properties in the 80s with cash.
Well, let's go back even further, and I don't mean any kind of negative to this,
yes.
but we did sell the Third Avenue well to the Japanese prior
yes,
to World War
absolutely
II,
true.
And it came back to us again in bombs.
In bombs and bullets.
Right.
And that's absolutely true, and that story was told to my family for many years before it actually was news, though obviously people knew it about it, but no one talked about it. My family was absolutely, they could not get over that one particular issue about
know,
the, because they were writers of the Third Avenue.
Well, but
hell.
It's past. I mean, that's all past. But
yes.
it is an interesting point of where, you know, when one thing is out, it does come back.
It does. Well, but his points on art, which, you know, I have a great love for, and the need for serious collectors to have great art. Is something that I've been involved with now, for so many years. And he's absolutely correct. The serious collectors are still there, and they're buying up art at a premium because you cannot get it anymore.
And there are new great masters out there.
Oh, without question.
It doesn't have to be a Rembrandt. It doesn't have to be something that,
yes.
that's 300 or 400 years old.
Correct.
It can be something that's really contemporary today because you never know where those individuals will take their fame.
That's correct. And some of the art that I've seen, and as you know, I'm a gallery walker, I've seen some extraordinary works of art across the country. When I go to a city, I visit the galleries, and I've seen some remarkable stuff from very young artists who are on the scene, and they will be heard from without question. Mr. We have to get him back on the show. We must. We've got to get him. Let's do another interview.
It would be nice if we could show some of his artwork, too.
Absolutely. That's a very good
maybe
idea.
Some point in the future we'll move this program into a video television, and we'll do that.
I have a feeling that's coming much quicker than we think.
Hint, hint.
Yes. There's a hint there, folks. Do we get it? Call Sabatino with Roland Smith, hinting and bumping along the way as we move down the line. America Weekend, the Envision Radio Networks is where we are on. Stay with us.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.